You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a long overdue, a much needed another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF the Plumbing Sales Coach. It's been a while, and I want to just say what's up. I've been all over the country. I've been going to shop visits, probably been to about 10 different shops, maybe 12 different shops just here in the last couple months. It's been wild, been a lot of fun. Some of these are just pop-ins where I say hello, do a small training, and other times it's been full-on intensive shop visits. I'm doing ride-alongs, working with CSRs, calling customers, delivering options, doing the whole shebang, even working with the owners and getting them dialed in, figuring out what's missing, what's lacking, and how we can get that place rocking and rolling with culture, with making the phone ring, and with delivering that consistent approach that delivers conversion after conversion after conversion, where customers are absolutely excited to spend their money with you because they understand what they're getting. They see the value. They know that you're different, and they feel that because of the processes you have in place and also because of all the things that you've probably done. If I'm at your shop, we've been working together for a minute now probably, and we have seen some major explosive growth. And on top of that, we've seen some growth as it relates to revenue, but also inside your company, the way it looks and feels and operates. And so I'm so excited to share with you guys a lot of the things that I've been seeing and being reminded of and learning and experiencing as I do all these shop visits. And I get exposed to so many things. One of the things I came back with was, man, the power of options and how important they are, and also the power of diagnosing and product knowledge and understanding the solutions that we're providing. But today I want to talk about something a little different. I want to talk about how to make that phone ring. I want to talk about how to make that phone ring on a consistent basis, because what I'm finding is that so many of you struggle with this. And quite honestly, you're making the big mistake of handing the problem off. And you can't just hand the problem off. Okay, this is something that you have to be focused on. This is something that requires diligence. When you think about your business model as a service business owner, specifically a service plumbing business owner, but any service plumbing or a service business owner, and that is simple, you need to make the phone ring and then you need to convert that call. That's the reality of what you're trying to do every day. Make sure that that phone rings with people who have problems and needs, and then convert that with solutions and services that you have to offer that are unique maybe to what maybe a different industry offers, or even more importantly, that are unique to what your own industry offers. Because you found a competitive edge and you separated yourself. This is the stuff that we teach. This is what you have to do as a business owner. This is what you need to be accomplishing. So when it comes to making that phone ring, when you think about it, it's half the work. We got to take very serious focus on that. And I talk to plumbers all the time and I say, you're a service plumber. So half of that is knowing the plumbing. So if you spent 4 or 5, 6 years invested in knowing how to plumb, you ought to spend 4 or 5 or 6 years into knowing how to read people and understand people and deal with people, because it's service plumbing. It's a twofold thing. It's both. It's not just one or the other. You can't just be this great salesman that runs around slamming people into stuff, and then you're a horrible plumber, or you can't actually provide that solution, or it's gimmicky and to begin with. And then you also can't just be someone who's an expert, knows how to do stuff, but you don't know how to deal with people. It's got to be both. In the doctor world, we always call it bedside manners. We expect it from a doctor to have bad bedside manners, because quite honestly, there's not a lot of comparison and competition going on. Their surgeon is the surgeon. But in the service plumbing world, customers have options. They have choices. They don't have to use you, they can use someone else. And this is so important to understand. This is so powerful to understand. Okay, now when it comes to the business owner, because what we're going to do is we're going to find that a lot of us are so focused on doing the work, we forget to create the work. We forget to make the phone ring. As an owner, your position, your responsibility should be to bring the opportunity into the building. As an employee, your position and responsibility is to work that opportunity. So as an owner, you should be bringing in opportunity and then creating processes in your business that your employees can follow so that they can work that opportunity. And then your customer can have a consistent experience and consistent quality plumbing put in because you have processes in place. It all works together. Same with making the phone ring. There should be processes inside of making the phone ring. There is definitely a framework that we're going to go over here in a few minutes and a format that you should follow. But inside of that, there should be strategies and plans. And we have to know that. We have to actually take the time and invest into this. It can't just be hiring someone that does SEO, because that's one of the things that everyone else does. What is SEO, and what are you even buying, and why do you need it? Now, I will tell you, you do need it, but you need to understand it so you know why you need it, because the why behind the how is actually how you'll duplicate other methods of advertising that maybe aren't so obvious to you. Meaning the reason why I do SEO, the reason why I might get reviews, the reason why I want photos, there's a reason why behind that that can be transferred into other things. We'll cover all of that on this podcast today. I'll make sure that I tie all this together so you fully understand it. Okay, now I've been traveling around, I've been really busy, but that doesn't stop the thought process of learning and experience and all that I'm seeing and witnessing. And I want to share that with you. I want to unpack that with you. And we're going to do that right now. So number one, when it comes to making the phone ring, you have to consider the word exposure. This is powerful because people can't know to call you if they don't know you exist. If I've got a problem, but I don't know you solve it, I can't call you. I won't know to call you. I won't think to call you. I won't call you. However, if I know you exist, which is just half the battle, then I will be more willing to call you. Quite honestly, there could be 10 companies in my city that are better than me, but if Mr. or Mrs. Smith doesn't know they exist, I'm going to get that call. So being better isn't always enough. What I like to think of is like this. Hey, put together a perfect little solution, business, whatever it is, your widget or your service. In our case, it's service plumbing. So go put together the best little service plumbing company and then expose it to as many people as possible. And as you do that, scale and grow. Okay, so when we talk about exposure, it's telling everybody who you are and what you do. And you need to make sure everybody knows it. Now, look, I can go fly a plane over the NASCAR event and put a banner on the back that says Chris Fresh Plumbing. But a lot of people are going to see that, but it's not going to be a real in-depth touch and they're only going to see it once and they're going to forget about me. So when I say this next thing, when I talk about exposure, you need to understand that you got to own an area. You got to own something, either a group of people or an area. For example, if you're a part of a soccer league and you somehow get into that world and you start telling people about your plumbing company through normal conversation and people start using you and the word gets out, you're going to have some momentum inside of the soccer community. That might not just be on 15th and Main Street. That might actually be sometimes over here, sometimes over there, but the community is the same group of people. But it's not geographic. Other times you may dominate a certain area. Remember, one owner specifically targeted a school, baseball fields near the school, and then also that entire little area. So put some billboards up and all of a sudden you had all these multiple touch points, but it was with the same geographical area and even within that some of the same community. Okay, these are the things that we have to think about when it comes to exposure. How am I going to make sure that I have a saturated effect on the market that I'm trying to have? Okay, if you got a $10,000 budget, I wouldn't recommend going spending all $10,000 in one place. Spread it out. If you got a $1,000 budget, the same is true. Now, as it relates to the fastest way to get exposure, obviously we need to be on Google. Okay, that's clear because that's where everybody's going to look for a plumber. So you got to be there because that's the fishing pond. But that fishing pond could change one day. So we need to understand why Google, not what Google. Meaning, of course, it's Google. I get that. Put your website on there. Put your profile on there. Get your reviews on there. Get your photos on there. Hire an SEO company. We know a few that we recommend, specifically one we love. But at the end of the day, you need to find somebody who manage that for you and do that for you. And you hire them. And then you get Google Local certified and you get those leads. And that's great until it's not. And that's probably going to be for another decade or so. I don't know how long that'll last. The Yellow Pages, it looked like it was never going to die. And then all of a sudden it was dead. So you never know how the trends are going to change. The tides are going to turn. AI will probably start playing a role in this. But for now, it's Google. Got to be on there. But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. In fact, offline presence can outweigh online presence, meaning if you have an offline impact, there's so many companies I meet that are killing it with marketing and they have never marketed, meaning their phone's ringing, they can't get it to stop. In fact, their problem is finding people because no one knows they exist. No other plumbers know they exist. Consumers know they exist because they got word of mouth because they're out there doing it right, got a great reputation. Everyone's telling everyone, but they've never actually marketed. Okay, you got to get on top of this now. Even if you're that person, your phone rings all the time, start the process now. Don't wait until the phone stops ringing. Don't wait until you have too many people and not enough calls. Start now. Make that phone ring. And don't be one of those people like, I don't want to make it ring too much. Now, don't waste money. Don't outspend your profits to make the phone ring unnecessarily. But get that going. Get the phone ringing. Get exposure. Get yourself out there. The second thing is that when they see you, they need to like or connect with what they see. Okay, this is why we're so really big on certain brand styles. You know, when you look at a brand and you look at what people see, it's got to be inviting and it's got to be connecting. Like they got to be able to relate to it. Most of our clients are parents. Most of our clients are homeowners, parents. They got kids. You make a connection with their kid, man, that goes a long way. You make a connection with my kid, the right kind of connection, that goes a long way with me. That's a good thing. If I go to this restaurant, my kids love that restaurant and the people that work there love my kids and it's a good experience, I'm more likely to go to that restaurant than this one restaurant where they don't really like kids in there. Well, that's going to limit me. I can go to the place that likes kids all the time, and I can only go to the other place when I don't have my kids with me. The point of all that is this: be inviting, be relatable, be something that someone can look at and build a relationship with. Okay, this is powerful right here. And then what are they seeing it connected to, right? Like if there's a local mechanic that's ripping everyone off and he agrees to let you put your logo on one of his bays, I probably wouldn't take him up on that. I'll probably be like, nah, I'm good. I don't need that kind of exposure. But if it's like the most trusted mechanic in town, he's like, yeah, dude, slap up one of those logos on my bay right over here. That's cool. And you can get a sticker or something in there. That's great. Now every customer that does business with him trusts him, sees your logo, makes the connection between you and him, and now they have a connection with you. So not only do you need to make sure that people are seeing you, but they need to see you in relationship with what's good. What are they going to like it when they see it? My kid's in a baseball league or plays ball at a certain baseball stadium, and I see a brand there, and I like that league, and I like that stadium, I'm going to like that brand. Okay, they all go together. It's called it's brand equity. You're sharing brand equity. You're utilizing someone else's equity that they've built with the community and their brand, and you're transferring some of that over to yourself. Kind of like endorsing someone or a referral. Like when someone goes to get a job and you say, you got any references? And like, well, so-and-so endorses me. Well, who's so-and-so and what are they about? Because the more I'm impressed with so-and-so, the more I'm impressed with this person and their recommendation for this person. The less I'm impressed with so-and-so, the less I'm impressed with their recommendation for this person. Okay, it goes the same way with marketing. You need constant exposure. You need massive exposure, but don't spread yourself too thin. Be smart. Dominate an area. Dominate a community, whether it be geographical or in likeness, meaning pet owners or some sort of connection. Okay, exposure. And then when people see you, make sure they like you. Okay, this is really powerful. I'm going to go into the last thing here in just a second. And quite honestly, probably the most powerful thing I'm going to share with you when it comes to marketing. I'm not really a marketer. That's not my thing. Typically, what I focus on mostly is business and running the business and service plumbing business specifically only, and how to run the call and how the CSR should take the calls and all those different processes for every aspect of your business. Definitely talk about marketing, but I'm not a marketer. So, you know, we do branding here internally. We've branded a ton of companies, service plumbing companies, and the people we have that actually do the branding part inside of our businesses. Trust me, it's not me drawing that stuff. you wouldn't want that. But they are. They have degrees and been doing it for 30 years, and they've done some huge 9-figure brands and stuff like that. So we have the information inside the company, and that's what we reference, you know, and that's what we talk about. We try to get better just so we want to get better so you can get better, and we want to be that transfer of knowledge. So if this last piece that we're going to talk about here is going to be a game changer. We're going to talk about that in just 1 second. Now, here's the other thing I want to just hit on. We've got a ton of stuff going on here. I've been all over the place. We've had sold out workshop after, I mean, tons of workshops. People, you've probably seen them on the Facebook page. If you haven't been on our Facebook page or in our group, we just added a new social media person. So we're going to be kicking that back up. So you guys should see a lot more posts from us and a lot more activity there. But man, there's been a lot going on. If you have any questions about what we do, just reach out to us. It's a safe conversation. It's actually someone on staff here will talk to you. It's actually my sister, so you can really find out more about me. But we will get you guys connected, and then she will get us connected, and we will do what we need to do to give you a peel behind the curtain, maybe even allow you to attend a free one of our paid coaching sessions, but let you join for free and just kind of check it out and see what we do. Because I'm telling you right now, we have a different approach. It's very unique, but we believe that we have the game-changing answer for service. Okay, we got some software we're developing, AI technology that's going to be able to interact with you in the homes as you diagnose. I'm not going to say too much more on here publicly, but that is something we've been talking about inside the community. A lot of our clients already know about it, and that's coming out pretty soon. You guys will be seeing that hitting the streets. I cannot wait for that. That's exciting stuff. So all that's coming, please reach out to us at either email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we will get you access to me somehow, some way, some shape or form, get you some free training, get something solved for you before we ever talk about money. We want to make sure that you're comfortable and that you see the value in what you're getting here. And then on top of that, please, if you can't email us, just go to theplumbingsalescoach.com. And there's several different ways that you can fill out a contact form. And again, we will get you connected. Okay, this last piece, this is really important. You got massive exposure. Then when people find you, they got to know, they got to like what they see. Okay, here's the last piece. And that is capturing the testimonial. I think, you know, we rely on these services to get us reviews. And that's great. We should be using them because any and every review we can get is wonderful. But man, we got to start opening our minds up to getting reviews on Facebooks, testimonial on Facebooks. Can we get photos with customers that we just service? Is there ways for us to extend our kind of our, it's like this. Can we extend our credibility through the credibility of the community? And we do that through referrals and word of mouth is how it's traditionally done. But reviews is a big way it's done. But here's another trick. If you really want to get massive exposure online, let's say you want to do it online. Again, you apply this however you want. But if you want to get massive exposure online, go find a local business that everyone else that already has a huge following locally and that people like and they engage their page and go to their place of business and support them. You know, if it's a restaurant, go eat dinner there. Take a picture, put a post. Hey, just ate at such and such. Love this place. They always have the best food. They always have the best service. They have the best owners. They have the best whatever. And then tag them and move on. And then in a few days, go back and say, hey, would you guys be okay if we tagged you in a post? We're going to do a drawing. We eat here a lot. We love you. We're going to basically buy a $200 gift card or $100 Visa gift card from your restaurant. We're going to give it away on to our customers, to our community. And we want to tag you guys in that so they can see your restaurant and stuff like that. Are you guys cool with that? Of course, they're going to be like, yeah, I love that. Thanks. Like, okay, cool. And if you guys want, you can share it. And if any of your clients want to get into the drawing as well, we're fine with that. And then bam, you just offered them, you extended them an olive branch to basically expose you to their audience. That's the big takeaway. Find influencers in your community that can help you get the word out. Whether you do that online in the example I just gave you, or you do that offline in some other method. This is powerful. This is how you accelerate the process. Okay, what we did last year was we put our face on everything. TikTok, Instagram, doesn't matter. We did it all. We wanted to get that exposure out there so we could show you all what a burst looks like. Get a burst. Burst yourself out there. Make sure people see you and know you exist. Don't just hire Google and be done. Don't just put a website together and be done. Don't just put a few posts out on Facebook and be done. You're going for exposure. Okay, you're not just trying to check off the list of boxes that I SEO'd it and then I did my post today. No, you want to get exposure. And then when you get that exposure, you want them to see exactly who you are and what you're about in a way that makes them want to like or be a part of or build relationship with what you are and what you do. And last but not least, create that excitement, that energy through testimony, through story. And you can do that in so many different ways. I love you guys. Just remember to do me one big favor today, tomorrow, and forever. And that is this: serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.